As the authorities prepare for future possible terrorist attacks, millions of Americans are still dealing with the traumatic impact of September 11th. Much concern has focused on children and teenagers. But at the other end of the spectrum are the elderly, whose physical and mental challenges often leave them especially vulnerable to anxiety. NPR's Rachel Jones visited a residential facility for seniors to find out how elderly Americans are coping.
Thomas House is a high-rise retirement facility, located about 8 blocks from the White House. Most of the residents here lead such busy lives, the only chance they get to see each other is during meals.
Enjoy your dinner, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Plate is very hot, be careful.
Okay. Over a dinner of stewed beef with noodles, baked sweet potatoes and peas, 75-year-old Edith Gerber and her friends have gathered in the dining room to talk about how the September 11th terrorist attacks affected their lives. For Gerber, it unearthed some traumatic memories.
I am a refugee from Germany. I came here at the age of 11, one step ahead of Hitler, with my family.
Gerber has actually lived the kind of drama writers recreate in books and movies. She's lost family members in the Holocaust. She battled polio and won. Though she's still upset about the terrorist attacks, Gerber's past helps her believe that she'll be okay. Eventually.
I am afraid, but not for myself so much. I'm afraid for my children and my grandchildren. Truly, that's true. But, you know, we have lived through this before. We've lived through terrible times.
Researchers say a long life filled with dramatic experiences like two world wars, the Great Depression, and civil rights upheaval can almost immunize seniors from the depths of shock younger people feel. That's true for 94-year-old Gladys Kirkman. Like Gerber, she lost relatives during the Holocaust. And she remembers sneaking up to the roof of her San Francisco boarding house the night after Pearl Harbor was bombed, when the whole city was blacked out. But even memories of those vivid experiences didn't completely prepare Kirkman for September 11th.
My next door neighbor knocked on my door, and then she stepped back and was hanging onto the railing. I thought she was having a fainting fit or a heart attack or something. And she took me by the hand, and I had to help her back into her apartment. And the TV was on, and the World Trade Center, the building had just been hit. I just couldn't believe my eyes. And I guess I've been watching television ever since.
Kirkman says staying informed about the terrorist campaign and the anthrax scare helps her feel more secure. But seeing and hearing about these events may cause other seniors to relive earlier traumas over and over again. Family and caregivers may marvel at the elderly person's philosophical take on recent events, but Gary Kennedy, who is president-elect of the American Association of Geriatric Psychiatry, says their seen-it-all demeanor could be masking a deeper problem.
Seniors with depression are probably a bit less likely to have their depression identified, and then certainly less likely to have it effectively treated than any other age group.
That's partly because depression in the elderly often gets attributed to other things, like physical ailments or personality quirks. Or an anxious senior may just be dismissed as cranky. Kennedy explains that crisis situations can erode the already shaky emotional terrain for some seniors.
For example, the older person who's a bit depressed and fearful of going out of their apartment or their home anyway, with the present circumstances, the anthrax scare, the terror campaign, that can make them even more reluctant to venture out. And that can become a kind of self-fulfilling, reinforcing downward spiral where they become more and more isolated.
There's some evidence that seniors are particularly vulnerable to stress during traumatic events. Gerontologist Michael McGee started the Center for the Study of Senior Stress in Tallahassee last August. The Florida State University professor surveyed North Florida residents right after the terrorist attacks. He found that even a month later, 60% of seniors said they were still very anxious. McGee thinks family and others who care for seniors play an important role in identifying problems that could be caused by stress, like insomnia or lack of energy.
Whereas in a younger person, they might see crying or fear. In older people, we see this weight loss or a lack of enjoying things, lack of just taking part in a lot of activities and really kind of closing down.
McGee says the elderly risk a much faster physical decline if their stress isn't handled, because it could aggravate physical ailments they've already been struggling with. And their emotional resources may have dwindled, too.
Because as we get older, our cohort group begins to get smaller and smaller, and we don't have ways or outlets to relieve the stress.
Gary Kennedy of the American Association of Geriatric Psychiatry says anyone who cares for or about a senior can help by keeping the lines of communication open.
And I think just asking a question of how are you doing with this, what do you think about this, how does it compare to Pearl Harbor, historical questions like that, can give the older person an open door sense. Whether or not they want to take advantage of that and discuss it, something different. That's their own choice, and that should be individualized to everyone.
Back at Thomas House, over a cup of coffee at the end of dinner, 80-year-old Miriam Trimble shares a coping strategy she learned long ago.
You know, I think the final thing that you say to yourself is courage. You know, let's be aware of what we look like, how we seem to ourselves and to others, and let's draw on something bigger. It's there. And I think my mother told me, courage when things are tough. And that's my message.
Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.